Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm A-Wide here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with a free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. 910 The Fan, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. We'll bring on Lane Casadante from CBS6. Fred Smoot will join the show today as well as we are cruising towards football season. I told you, once the Hall of Fame game kicks off, it is a sprint to the regular season, right? Football is already in the air, and Friday it will be on the air. Preseason week one, Washington at New England, Friday night, airing on 96.1 FM, Odyssey Richmond, 96.1 FM, because we are proud to be home for the Richmond Flying Squirrels, and we'll be airing every Squirrels game, so the Commanders will start the preseason on our sister station up here in Richmond, 96.1 FM. Yesterday afternoon, the Commanders released their first unofficial depth chart of the season. I'll react to it on the show today, as well as bringing in former Redskins cornerback Fred Smoot, Hokie Steve for a little ACC talk, get his ideas on Jalen Lane, rookie season for the Commanders, and Lane Casadante to run around local sports. Phone lines are open throughout the show today, 833-804-0910. I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible, 833-804-0910. Tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. We are back here at Capital Ale House once again, and we will be here every Monday throughout the NFL season, recapping all the college and NFL action. But you know how we like to start the show every day, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G. This one.
So we'll start in the AL East. The Bronx Bombers, the Yankees, lost again, making it their fourth straight loss. It is now Toronto and Boston ahead of the Yankees in the AL East. It was the Rangers with a walk-off home run, 8-5. Let's take a listen to the call.
1-1. And there's a swing and a fly ball deep out to left. That one is gone! Josh Young did it!
And that's your ball game. Over to the NL East. Orioles against the Philadelphia Phillies. Phillies with a couple wins in a row, and they have overtaken the New York Mets. They are first place in the NL East. Mets are a game and a half back, and that was because of the clobbering of the Baltimore Orioles. Kyle Schwarber with two home runs, and a 13-3 win, including this grand salami.
And a high fly ball out to right field. Does he have it again? He does! Grand slam, Kyle Schwarber!
Schwarbomb, 13-3. Phillies win. They're now 64-48. Over to college football on the sports app. So the NCAA released their first college football preseason coaches poll of the season. And just like last year, I told you Texas was going to win it all. Now, I'll admit I was wrong there. But Texas, number one, 28 first-place votes for the Longhorns. Everybody's excited to see Arch Manning. Ohio State, second place. And the Buckeyes and the Longhorns will meet on August 30th. That is going to shake up the standings week one. Penn State had a lot of success last year, and everybody said this might be Coach Franklin's most talented roster since he got the job there. They had 14th first-place votes, their third place. Georgia and Kirby Smart working in a new quarterback with Carson Beck in Miami, their fourth place. Notre Dame, 5. Clemson, 6. Oregon, 7. Alabama, 8. LSU, 9. ACC gets number 10 with the U, Miami. So we're all looking forward to that game to start week one, which will be Clemson against LSU. But there are week zero games starting August 23rd. Iowa State, Kansas State is a good one. Idaho State, UNLV. Fresno State, Kansas should be good. Sam Houston, Western Kentucky. And then for the ACC fans, Stanford at Hawaii. That will be 7:30 Saturday night, August 23rd. But the talk is all about Clemson versus LSU. Here's Get Up ESPN talking about how underrated the Tigers are. Clemson, let's take a listen.
Clemson is underrated. Why are we not talking more about the Clemson Tigers and Dabo Sweeney? This is the year they have all the pieces in place to return to national relevance in the college football playoff and make a deep run. You look at Cade Klubnik, their quarterback. He is a projected number one pick in Jordan Reed's latest 2026 mock draft. And he's got one of the best defensive lines in the country, multiple receivers to throw it to. This is the team that should be getting more credit this preseason.
Okay, Paul, is Clemson not getting enough respect?
Well, first of all, they're in the top 10, so they are getting respect. They're playing in one of the biggest games of the year. But I'll give Heather this one, Peter. She's 1-for-2 so far or early in the morning, so I don't want to be too cruel. Clemson is outstanding. I think they are underrated. But the problem with Clemson is that they lost to Georgia badly at the beginning of last year. They lost at home to South Carolina. They looked average in their playoff game. So it's hard to wrap one's arm around them right now.
Yeah, that's the interesting part. They ended the season strong and won the ACC. But the ACC year-long didn't really get the respect of the Big Ten and the SEC. And week one, they will host LSU from Memorial Stadium, Death Valley, Clemson, South Carolina. Here is Get Up ESPN talking about LSU having a good season.
LSU is in that window now, and Paul and Heather knows this as well as anybody, where if you don't win big, if you're Brian Kelly, this fan base is done. And I'm just telling you, the wins and the success and all of the things, going to the SEC championship, your first year was great, but people still didn't feel like that was like a big time accomplishment based on how it happened. This year, you see all of the transfers, you see the recruiting class, Garrett Nussmeier in the preseason Heisman conversation. All of those things in the past at LSU has aligned with them having big seasons. It doesn't guarantee a championship, but it should guarantee you being a playoff contender. And if they are not, if they on the outside looking in the playoffs, this fan base is going to turn quickly on Brian Kelly. And it's almost like it's been situations where they've been waiting to do it. This will be that inflection point if LSU doesn't win big this year. I'm telling y'all what I know, not what I think.
It's LSU versus Clemson, week one. Nussmeier against Klubnik, Brian Kelly against Dabo Sweeney. I feel like Brian Kelly and LSU are under more pressure this season, but the pressure will swing back to Clemson if they lose that week one matchup at home against LSU. Over to the NFL on the Sports app. There was a trade this morning, Vegas and the Eagles. Vegas sending cornerback Jakorian Bennett to the Philadelphia Eagles in exchange for defensive tackle Thomas Booker IV. Booker was a fifth-round pick by the Texans back in 2022. Will certainly provide depth for the Raiders on the defensive line, and they need that following the release of Christian Wilkins last week. Veteran quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. We all thought he had retired. I had thought I saw he was a high school football head coach. He's visiting Tampa today and is expected to sign with the Buccaneers, sources tell ESPN's Adam Schefter. Bridgewater, 32 years old, suited up for the Lions last year in a playoff game, completing his only pass for 3 yards. Didn't help the final result. Commanders won 45-31, in case I need to remind anybody listening. But Bridgewater looks like he will sign with the Bucs to be their backup quarterback. That's according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. Field Yates of ESPN discusses the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, I have been backing the moves that they've made. I did not think there was a better quarterback option for them than Aaron Rodgers, even though it is a huge question mark whether or not he'll be able to stay healthy this season. But Yates likes the way they've built out the defensive side of the ball. Let's take a listen.
I'll say this. I think the defense is championship caliber. The question I have is the offense going to hold up its end of the bargain? Because I think it becomes exhausting.
It's the same question I have.
For a defense when you're getting to late December and January and you're saying to yourself, on defense, if we don't pitch a perfect game and hold the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Bills, whoever it is, to 14 or 17 points, we're not winning this game because our offense over the past five trips to the playoffs hasn't been good enough. Do they have that in their bag this year on defense? I don't know that they do because, as we know, some of those guys, especially Patrick Mahomes, plays his best when the moments matter the most come January football.
We move over to the NBA on the sports app. Still a few months over away from the start of the NBA regular season, but this is going to be a big year for the San Antonio Spurs. New coach coming in to replace Greg Popovich, Hall of Fame coach that stepped down as now El Jefe. He's a boss in terms of general manager of the San Antonio Spurs. But Victor Wembanyama back to full health following the deep vein thrombosis. And now De'Aaron Fox agreed to a four-year max contract, $229 million contract extension to remain with the Spurs through 2029-2030. So the court is set, their front court is set, and the NBA's dynasty from the 2000s trying to make some noise once again this season with Fox and Victor Wembanyama, as well as the number two overall pick from this year's draft as they snuck into the top three. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We're live and local Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free. Anywhere you get your apps at, it gives you the ability to pause the show. You can run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. It's AWOD on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. But we need to let everybody know that preseason week one, this Friday night, will actually air on 96.1 FM. 96.1 FM if you're driving around Richmond, Virginia. That's because of our contract with the Flying Squirrels. We're proud to be home of the Richmond Flying Squirrels throughout baseball season, throughout the entirety of baseball season. And so preseason week one, the Commanders will take on the Patriots Friday night on 96.1 FM. Throughout the season, you'll hear the games right here on The Fan as myself and Michael Phillips will bring you local content all season long. And Michael joins us right now for a segment we call Crosstalk.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, feeling good. I'd be feeling better if Terry McLaurin was signed, though.
Absolutely, but yesterday the Commanders released their first unofficial depth chart of the season, and unofficial it may be, but it got me so super excited just to see the names on paper, where they're slotting this guy into that position right there. What were your biggest takeaways from the unofficial depth chart?
Yeah, you're always looking to see, right, who's a little out of place, who's getting maybe sent a message to. Johnny Newton being second string behind Javon Kinlaw, right? I think that's a message for him to keep working, to keep getting after it. Loved seeing outside linebacker back on the chart for the first time, and then just two linebackers, Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu, an indication that perhaps they're going to play five up front more often, which I'm intrigued by. And then, of course, you've got Trey Amos as a rookie, number one on that depth chart, tells you not just that they think highly of him, but they think highly of the work he's put in as well.
Yeah, Amos was my biggest takeaway. I mean, the only rookie that's already slotted into a starting spot in the starting 11 on the defensive side of the ball. But I was very interested with the outside linebacker. How does that make sense in your mind in terms of where you expect them to line up? Because, you know, anybody that's just an amateur looking at the depth chart sees, well, that's 12 defensive positions, only 11 can play.
Yeah, and, you know, so much of it is the nickel these days that, you know, you're going to run with three corners. I don't think you're going to leave Sanra still on the bench, right? You're going to have three corners most of the time. I think you got to have two safeties, especially, you know, you think about week one against the Giants, week two against the Packers, a couple of teams that are going to test you deep, right? Russell Wilson is going to test you deep. That's one of the things he does. I don't see any way they don't start all five defensive backs in week one, or at least for a bulk of the time. But it does show you that, yes, they're planning for different scenarios, different possibilities. I think it's interesting. Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu are probably both on the field as much as they're available. But when Wagner rotates off, are you going to put Jordan McGee in or Kane Medrano in? Or are you going to leave that position vacant and just roll back to two linebackers or even one linebacker, depending on how you stack it up front? Those are the strategic decisions Joe Witt's going to have to make.
Yeah, I mean, if you look back to last year, it's probably hard to find a snap in which Bobby Wagner was not on the field. I'm going to be very interested to see how this defense lines up. I don't think it's going to look the same first down as it does second down, as it does third down ever. It'll pretty much be a few guys, maybe even just one, swapping every single down. I thought what was interesting, the formation they ran when I was at training camp, Michael, was three safeties with one linebacker, Bobby Wagner, and Frankie Louvu rushing the passers. So there's going to be differences to this defense from last year, and I think it is truly what Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr. envision and what they want to run.
It has to be, and you heard Joe Witt on my show talking about how everybody's pulling the rope the same direction this year. I thought that was a very interesting commentary from him. Was that a veiled swipe at Emmanuel Forbes or John Allen? Yeah, it may have been, but certainly in year two, these guys feel comfortable. They're picking their own guys, who they want to be out there. You know, the fact that they have that faith in Marshawn Lattimore, I think, is very telling as well. You know, to make a statement like that and list him as a starter, I think they're hoping for big things from him. And if true, if Marshawn Lattimore does big things, man, that really solves your problem at corner in a big way.
Yeah, two other things that stood out to me. special teams. All right, kicker Matt Gay, number one. That's no surprise. He was brought in here to kick and nail 50-plus yard field goals, consistently hit inside 40. But kick returner number one, Austin Eckler. Number two, Luke McCaffrey. Punt returner number one, K.J. Osborne. Number two, Jalen Lane. I don't want Austin Eckler to be kick return number one, but I kind of feel like they view it as, well, he's the best we've got, and he's available. He's going to do it because that's a big part of him making this team. It's kind of interesting. They don't view Austin Eckler as just a third down back. They view him as a guy that can do everything when he's available, and if he's available, they're going to use him for everything, it feels like.
Yeah, I think that would be a bad decision to do that. Austin Eckler, you've got a lot of concussions there, a history of injuries. I'm going to agree with you. I'm curious. We don't see Jalen Lane on the kick return line. Now, obviously, he was more dynamic as a punt returner at Tech, but I think you're going to work to teach him those skills. I think you want him in both positions. That was an early surprise for me, was not seeing Lane there. Now, it gives McCaffrey an opportunity to add more value, and certainly what was Cliff Kingsbury's phrase about him? Night and day. He's night and day from last year, Luke McCaffrey. And you talked to him on your show. You've seen that as well. He's putting in the work. I would love to see him have a breakout season, and if kick returns are a part of that, I feel great about that as well.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. I wanted Luke McCaffrey to pop at training camp, and he just didn't. That doesn't mean that, you know, we're not seeing things that he does well when they don't allow us to be at practice. And that doesn't mean that it won't translate to the game, because I do think he's creating separation, just needs to get the opportunity. Too many times last year he was open and didn't get the ball, because so was Zach Ertz, so was Terry McLaurin, so was Zacchaeus. So I think the preseason will be key to him. Michael Phillips with us right here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Michael, do you believe Adam Peters is not offering Terry McLaurin DK Metcalf money? What do you think Adam Peters has written down on a piece of paper for Terry McLaurin?
I don't believe he's written down a number that starts with a 3 yet, and I think that's based on the numbers, right? You saw the Washington Post article with Neil Greenberg. We said, what's a fair salary for Terry? Probably 28 a year. The age is a factor here. You look at that board, only Tyreek Hill is making big money for receivers into his 30s. I think they view the age as a major factor here. But you're also talking about a unique situation, because Terry has less NFL time than a lot of those 30, 31, 32-year-old receivers because he stayed so long at Ohio State. He is the same draft class as Metcalf, right, who's considerably younger. So that's something you have to keep in mind as well as this negotiation goes on. How committed is the team to drawing that line? You know, we can't guarantee you into the future, whatever that is. I think that's a big sticking point here, is that Terry's a little older than the traditional comps for this negotiation, what it would normally be.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying there. I think my stance has stayed the same in terms of, let Adam Peters navigate this situation. It's the first difficult moment he's had as the general manager. He's trying to make sure that it's not going to be a deal that hurts the team in the future, and it's not going to be a deal in which every other player will be breathing down his neck trying to get a new contract. What's interesting is, like we've talked about, Michael, Terry knows his value in the NFL, and he knows his value to this team this season. And I think that's the most important thing. He knows they can't win 12 games without him. They can't have Super Bowl aspirations without him. Here's what I think is interesting. We know how much Terry McLaurin means to this team, and he's basically said, I'm not going to play this season on this contract. That's kind of what I feel like he's saying with the holdout, then the hold in, then requesting a trade. Brian Robinson Jr. is going to be out of a contract. What if Brian Robinson Jr. said, I'm not playing this year on this current deal? The Commanders would just say, fine, we'll move on without you.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the difference in this situation, is Terry knows they can't just move on without him.
And also, the junkies are doing the Terry meter. How confident are you he's going to play in week one? The fact that we're asking the question now shows people are hunkered in a little bit on this, and it's a little bit scary right now. I still think he'll play, but it's a scary dynamic because, man, You can't lose to the Giants in week one. That's one of the games we're putting on the board is like you got to have it, you know, for the playoff hopes. You know, you got to take care of business week three against the Raiders as well. You really don't want this hanging over the team in week one. Anything that might lead to a slip up becomes really bad. And yeah, Cliff Kingsbury's presumed last year here. Second year for Jaden. New stadium getting built, trying to bring the fan base back. Terry knows. This is a crucial year, and to do this year without Terry, to squander this year, you know, what's Jaden Daniels going to have? You know, 10 legit NFL seasons where he's got a shot at a title? To waste 10% of that over a small amount of money in the scheme of things, Terry understands his leverage here.
Yeah, but I understand that it's a game, and this is the way negotiations work. And like I'm saying, if Terry gets that contract that he's asking for before the start of this season, because he's basically saying, I'm not playing on this current deal, then Bobby Wagner could then speak up. Marcus Mariota, Zach Ertz, Von Miller, Deebo Samuel, Austin Eckler, Brian Robinson, Dietrich Wise, Noah Brown. The entire team could then decide, hey, we're not playing until you restructure all of our contracts because we want to get paid for what we did last year. Because that's what Terry McLaurin's saying. He's saying, screw the contract that I signed 3 years ago. Screw the deal that we had in place that means I need to play out this deal. Look what I did last year. I deserve a pay bump. I say no to that. I say that's bad business.
And if Terry had struggled last year, the team would say, ah, we agreed to a contract. We will honor it and pay you what you are owed this year because we are honorable people. No, they wouldn't say that. They'd cut him. He wouldn't play. It's a two-way street here. This is not a one-way situation by any stretch. And they took care of Deebo. They gave him the guaranteed money, letting him know he'd be on a contract year. I don't think those are comparables at all.
See, I don't see a scenario in which Terry could have been so bad that they cut him. He's their wide receiver one. I don't know how that could have happened. Like, I see what you're saying. Like, if he was awful last year, they would have cut him. And because he was so great, he's asking for money, and so it's a two-way street. But I don't see that as a comparable, because if your wide receiver one was so bad that you're going to cut him, we're not even having the conversation.
Yeah, like, you got the franchise tag looming over this as well, and maybe there's a solution to be found where you modify his contract for this year, throw a couple incentives on, and promise not to give him the tag to make him a true free agent, get a, you know, hey, farewell lap kind of year for him in D.C., and then let him get what he gets on the other side. I think there's smart spending, and I trust Adam Peters. I think Adam Peters builds a smart roster. But I think also there is a time and a place to listen to the fans and cater to the fans. And I think Terry's one of those people.
I think we need to let Adam Peters navigate this situation and make his decision. This is not the most important offseason in franchise history in Adam Peters' mind. That's in Adam Epstein's mind. And that's the difference, is he's just coming at this at year two. He feels like he just had, you know, a team win 12. He feels like he's going to be here for 20 years, and there will be five other Terry McLaurins that will be better than him, that he will have drafted himself. That's the part of this situation that I think the fans need to understand, is that Adam Peters is building a dynasty here. And he knows people want to be here. If Terry doesn't want to be here, they might just say, fine. You don't want to be here. We have the number one quarterback. Why don't you want to be here?
I don't understand why you would squander a season with so much potential over a few million dollars. I will never understand that. Yeah, I hope Adam Peters does build a dynasty, and I hope he drafts great wide receivers. And by the time it's time for them to get paid, and by the time it's time for Jaden to get paid, Terry will be long off the books. You put that DK Metcalf contract in front of him, it's two guaranteed years. I think you and I both feel very confident guaranteeing Terry 2 years at his production. There's not going to be a drop-off there, and then you're back in a great spot where you have roster flexibility.
I also think that Adam Peters doesn't think that this team would be as complete dog do as you think without Terry McLaurin, because I think in his mind they won 12 games and then they replaced Terry with Deebo Samuel. And, you know, we can argue if that's a smart way to think or not, but they also made other moves to help this roster out. And so if they really felt like they needed Terry McLaurin, they would have given him that $34 million contract.
I don't want to find out. I know you don't want to find out either, and I know the junkies don't want to find out. I want to find out how far this team can go at full strength, and we got to get there, and we got to get there soon.
Yeah, I'm still holding out hope that a deal will be done before the end of this week. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. And you want to watch the games this season at a great place? Come on down to Capitol Ale House. I'm here every Monday throughout the NFL season, and so is Burger Night. Mondays, back like it never left from 3 p.m. to midnight. Get a cheeseburger for $2.95, or add bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. Any of the three Richmond area locations, Midlothian, downtown, or with me here at Innsbrook. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to run around local sports in Richmond from CBS 6, it's Lane Casadante. What's up, Lane?
Good afternoon, Adam. How is everything in the West End?
It's good. I want to start with this. How often do you receive complaints about the Commanders not having training camp at Bon Secours? Because I've gotten a few upset tweets from listeners. One sticks out because he said he's a 49ers fan, but he's pissed that Jaden isn't coming to town. How often do you receive complaints about that?
Not as much as you do. A lot of people, I do get every once in a while people saying, oh, you know, it was kind of cool when they were here. For us, it was kind of a double-edged sword because, I mean, you know, it was literally right down the street from our station, but you also had to be there every day because you felt an obligation if something were to happen that, you know, you should be there because you have no excuse. It's right down the street. But having said that, training camp could be one of the most boring things that we do in this business. And I don't know how the players do it. I know they're getting paid, and this is their, you know, their livelihood and their dream. But, my God, training camp is boring.
Yeah, but it feels like every snap, every throw is highlighted. I mean, I was there last week. You have John Keim, who's like one of the most respected reporters around, literally sprinting to the other side so that he can tweet a photo of somebody making a catch. Like, every single play is massive at training camp because the entire league is limiting fan attendance. So it's like every reporter's word is gospel. You're dying for more information every tweet.
Yeah, and it's also, I mean, that's what the NFL has created, right? It's now a 12-month out-of-the-year sport. There are no downtimes, and they've done a masterful job at marketing every single little thing that goes on. You know, even the schedule release becomes a big event for everybody. I don't know that I can get excited about, watching plays versus air or, you know, when you're not really tackling, when you don't have pads on. And even these preseason games, I know the coaches will get something out of it, but for the fans, you know, unless you are absolute diehard and can't live without football, the preseason games are really, I guess it's just their way of paring down the roster. You have to. I'm glad they do it because college football doesn't do it, and I wish they did. It's hard for me to get geared up about these games.
Yeah, I'm still, I think, young enough that it matters to me, and I think it's deep down, it's like the diehard fan in me feels like that 53rd man that I find that makes the roster is going to be an impact player. That could be Kaz Allen. It could be Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. It could be Carlin Vigors. I felt like growing up when I watched preseason, I'm watching pretending to be the general manager. And I think that's what a lot of fans get excited for is they feel like they're finding the next best thing. And every year for the Commanders, there's been a preseason MVP that the fan base kind of falls in love with. So we'll see who that's going to be this year. But, Lane, I want to ask you about this. The NFL is the biggest soap opera around, and the trade requests are really starting to heat up. Now you have three holdouts that are being talked about on national television every day. Trey Hendrickson, Micah Parsons, and Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin. What do you make of the latest, him requesting a trade, but then being at the building, seen hugging the owner and hanging out with his teammates? It's very odd.
Well, that's an odd dichotomy. But, you know, if anybody that's talked with Terry for 5 minutes knows he's a genuinely nice guy. He's a very good player. He's thoughtful. He's a smart kid. I don't know if he's overplaying his hand a little bit with this holdout and demanding a trade and all this stuff. Sometimes I wonder if to see what the reaction might be. You know, is it favorable? Is it not favorable? Does he really mean it? Will this get us an upper hand in negotiations? You take all of that with a grain of salt, but I have always enjoyed talking with Terry, even when he was a rookie. He was one of the guys that, you know, would be a stand-up guy and you could go to and talk to even when the team wasn't doing so well. It has surprised me very much that it has gotten to this point, because the team has obviously dug in. Terry and his people are digging in as much as they can, believing that this is his time to, you know, really, for lack of a better term, cash in. He's coming off one of his best, if not his best, season as a professional. You know, he wants to get that guaranteed extension. And the team, you know, obviously feels a little bit differently. And it's really surprised me that it's gone this far.
Lane Casadante with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. What's the latest with high school football news in Richmond, Lane?
Sean Robertson and I are making our way around to about, it's either 45 or 46 different programs in the 804. We're going to get to pretty much each and every one of them before Final Score Friday starts. We start in, Friday is the, I don't have a calendar in front of me. Friday is the 8th, I think? No. Yes. Friday is the 8th. It'll be 3 weeks from this Friday night when our 31st season kicks off. So between now and then, we're going to get around to every program and try and see who has starters back, who has to start from scratch, who the players are that the coaches are going to look to make an impact this year, and try to get everybody a good preview of whatever their neighborhood team is. So this starts the fastest season of the year. It will be Thanksgiving before we know it.
Absolutely. College football week zero is just, I think, 18 days away. We're looking forward to Virginia Tech and Virginia. This is the most excited I've been for a Virginia football season since I got here to Richmond, Lane. And I know Michael Phillips is going to Blacksburg tomorrow for Hokies Media Day. What are your expectations for the two teams?
Well, I tell you what, they didn't get a lot of expectations from the ACC media, being picked 11th and 14th and not having a single player represented on the preseason All-ACC team. That doesn't necessarily mean anything, because, you know, predictions have fallen flat many times before and will many times in the future. I think it's a big season, obviously, for both coaching staffs. You're going to want to see some progress. For Virginia Tech, you're going to want to see at least 7 or 8 wins. You're going to want to see Brent Pry and his staff moving forward. You're going to want to see Kyron Drones take a step forward in his maturation and development. You're going to want to see him stay on the field for a whole season and stay healthy. And up in Charlottesville, you know, can the kid that Tony Elliott brought in solidify that position for a change? You know, since Brennan Armstrong was probably the last kid they had back there that they felt really, really, really good about making it through a whole season. And who are the kids that are going to step up for them? Not a lot is expected out of UVA this year, so, you know, what do they have to lose? You can throw everything at it and maybe come out and surprise a few people.
Lane, always appreciate you taking the time, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Adam. Have a great week.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. When we return, we're broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. I got to tell you about the listener who I met who came to Capitol Ale House after the show yesterday. A true member of the AWOD Army and a diehard Commanders fan with a really funny story to tell. That's coming up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I want to hear from any diehard fans that went out to training camp yesterday for the Washington Commanders in Ashburn. So I teased this before the break, Stubbs. So yesterday, I'm doing my show here at Capitol Ale House. And I'm back here today because last week I was at Commanders training camp. And we'll be back next Monday and Tuesday as well, live from Commanders training camp in Ashburn, Virginia, taking you closer to the action with interviews with players and assistant coaches. But I finished the show yesterday, Stubb, and I'm packing up all my equipment here, putting it away, and a diehard Redskins fan walks in, diehard Commanders fan, and he says, "Hey, yo, AWOD." Says, "I was just at training camp today. I was listening to the show as I was driving back." He's fired up, telling me all about what he saw. He thinks Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, a.k.a. Bill, is legit. He was talking about how much improved he thinks the defense is and all this stuff that Josh Harris has done to enhance the fan experience for fans like him and others that went to training camp to actually see the action firsthand. And he told me he got in line, I think, with his little brother to get Jaden Daniels' autograph or a photo with him. And he's telling me the story, and he's like, "Yeah, the line's moving." But he's like, "There's no way Jaden's going to make it all the way to me. What, is he going to sign autographs for 200 people? And so the Jaden comes down the line. Jaden Daniels, the NFL Rookie of the Year, the star quarterback for the Washington Commanders. The future is now with Jaden Daniels. And this listener is caught off guard because Jaden got all the way to him. And so you know what he did, Stubb? I sent you a picture. He pulls up his sleeve and reveals a Commander's tattoo that he had on his arm, and he had Jaden Daniels autograph his arm. And he took a picture of it. I took a picture of it. I'll tweet it out later. I think it is so cool. I'm like obsessed with this photo. I'm obsessed with how big of a fan this guy is. He might be the only fan that's bigger than me that's listening right now. Jaden Daniels is signing babies. We saw that on social media, and signing Commanders fans' forearms. I think it's so cool. It reminded me of when I was a kid. Stubb, have you seen the photo? I texted it to you.
I'm looking at it right now. So wait, is that signed? Is he getting that tattooed, or is that still...
So he has a Commander's tattoo, the W, with a feather below it, like old-school Redskins feather. The Jaden Daniels Sharpie above it is just from training camp.
Okay.
Like, Jaden grabbed his arm and wrote Jaden Daniels on it.
So is he never going to get a shower, or is he going to do the thing people do where you get that tattooed?
We might need him to call in and tell us. Like, would you do that? Like, would you tattoo Jaden Daniels' autograph on your arm if he already signed it for you?
No, I probably wouldn't, if I'm being honest.
I don't think I would wash my arm for maybe a weekend, though, so I can just, go out to River City Roll and show off the photo and how cool. I mean, it is really cool. Like, I think it's really cool. And it brings me to like a bigger story, which I think is, when I was a kid, autographs were everything. I don't know if they're the same that it used to be. Like, now it feels like selfies are the big thing. Everybody wants a selfie with a player rather than the autograph. They're not worth as much as they used to be. But it reminded me when I was a kid. So I went to Commander's training camp every single year with my dad, and then when I was old enough to drive, I went with my buddy Gerald. And My buddy Gerald and I went one time. I was like 14, I think, and his mom dropped us off, and we went to training camp in Ashburn. We snuck down all the way to the field, right? We snuck down like we were season ticket holders, right? Like, we snuck down like we were the VIPs wearing the VIP badge. Instead, we were just like two 13-year-olds up to no good. And we snuck down to right in front of the field. We got right up to the ropes that hold people back, and we're watching practice. And after practice, Laron Landry comes over. And, Stubb, you probably don't know. Laron Landry was supposed to be the next best thing. He was supposed to be the next Sean Taylor as a hard-hitting safety that came into the league with a lot of expectations, and he had a hit stick. I mean, that dude could destroy people coming off the middle, coming across the middle. He also had, like, the largest biceps of any NFL player. So Laron Landry comes off the field, and he wipes his forehead, Stubb, and then says, "Hey, kid, do you want this towel?" Right after he wiped his forehead. And I was like, "Yes, please." I grabbed the towel. He signed it, and a bunch of other players signed that towel, and I hung that sweaty towel on my wall for, like, the next 10 years. And it's upsetting to me that they don't – it feels like a lot of people don't care about autographs as much as they used to. I know that the Commanders used to, like, 15 years ago, maybe longer, give out seat cushions with the Redskins logo on it that you could sit and watch training camp, and then everybody would get their seat cushion signed. And, like, I have a picture of my childhood bedroom. Literally, it's like my bed, and then the left side of my bed and the right side of my bed on the wall were all seat cushions. I had, like, 12 seat cushions, you know, one from each year or two from each year, with all these random autographs on it. Chris Samuels, Jason Taylor, you know, Rocky McIntosh. A lot of guys that never ended up being really good, but to me as a kid, getting a Redskins player's autograph was the coolest thing ever. And so I had felt like it had lost its hype, especially when I was at training camp and everybody just wanted a selfie. But that listener brought it back. It got me so excited with that photograph he showed me yesterday. If you're just tuning in, this listener went to training camp, was driving back to Richmond listening to the show, heard I was at Capitol Ale House, stopped by and showed me that he had Jaden Daniels autograph his forearm. Stubb, I love it.
I think it's so cool. When in doubt, grab something. I will say, working in live music, people are still hunting for autographs. And
oh,
they'll
really?
Get everything signed.
Really?
It was really a Parker McCollum show. Uh-huh. I had a girl try to get him to sign her socks.
Well,
he did not.
I'm surprised she didn't ask him to sign something above that. you know what? I think it's interesting because the selfie has taken over, but an autograph still has meaning in my mind. But it has to be, they have to sign the right thing, right? Like, I don't know if the forearm is the first thing I would pick. I think the jersey is the first thing I'd pick.
Yeah,
then
you
want then a helmet, right?
Yeah, or at least like even like a notebook or like a card. Just your body, it's not that useful unless like I don't know. It's a good
but
picture.
Has,
it's the same as
but,
a selfie essentially.
But it would be cool though if he got it tattooed on.
Yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's
right above
kind of
the
only
tattoo.
Thing. I like I said at the McCollum concert, people were asking him to sign like their arm to get it tattooed. Like they were asking for that specifically. So it's not unheard of. I don't know if he's going to do it. Otherwise, it's just a good story at this point.
Yeah.
Like you have nothing to hold on to.
But I just remember when I was a kid, I would stand in lines at Commander's training camp for hours hoping to get it. An autographed of anybody. I mean, it could have been a guy that would end up being on the practice squad, and I cherished that. I thought it was the coolest thing ever, and especially when I got something signed that already had that Redskins logo. I mean, because that I love that logo, so I still love that logo. You can change the name. You're not going to change my mind about how good that logo is. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.